T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we all love ProFootballTalk.com, and one of their main contributors has been with us quite a few times, and we wanted to check in, get the national perspective of what the hell's going on here in Detroit and other things. Michael David Smith joins us. How are you?
Hey, guys, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. Well, we're going to get to see the guy that many Lion fans thought they would take and wish they would take. Or wish they took, I should say, to be correct. Tua will be getting his Miami career as a starter and after the bye week. Should Lion fans just be really pissed off? How do you think this is going to happen?
Well, yeah, you know, I thought that the Lions were kind of in that rebuilding mode where they should have taken Tua. They apparently don't think they are or didn't think they were at the time of the draft. So it's going to be really interesting to see. You know, I was not a huge fan of the decision Brian Flores made. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is playing well enough that it's kind of a weird timing to take him off the field and put Tua in, but it's their bye week. They want to give him some extra practice work and then get him ready to go. So that's what they're going to do, and it's going to be really interesting. I mean, if Tua turns into an all-time great quarterback, I think Lions fans are going to view him as one who got away, but of course, we haven't seen him yet. Way too soon to say that for sure.
Well, and I guess the question is, why now? Like you mentioned it, yeah, I'm surprised too. Ryan Fitzpatrick has them at 3-3 right now. They're going into a bye week. Why make that change now?
Yeah, and to me, it felt that this Dolphins team, even though they're 3-3, this is a year now, remember, there are 7 playoff teams in each conference. They could be absolutely playoff contenders. I think it really shows that this Dolphins team, that's not what they're thinking about. They're thinking about being winners next year, the year after that, and for years down the road. But me personally, you know, I don't like it. I don't know what you think, John, as someone. I know you played your last year on a Lions team that was a rebuilding team. But, you know, if I were a veteran player on a team that was contending and then they just said, well, we're going to the young guy now, I wouldn't like it. I think when you're still in playoff contention, you should be trying to contend for the playoffs. And the way to do that, I think, is with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Well, I agree with you. And that's exactly where I was going, because if I have a chance to make the playoffs, I'm a veteran. Maybe this is my last chance to make the playoffs. And you know, because it doesn't come around every year. We always think it should, but it doesn't. And I guess my follow-up to that is, when you look at the young talent in this team, with a running back like Myles Gaskin, and I know that there's young talent really everywhere, are they actually sacrificing some of those veteran players for the fact that they are more concerned about 2021 and I think probably even more looking towards 22?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think that there are other players on this team who can't be happy about it. I would also go back, another example was in 2004, you know, the Giants were 5-4 with Kurt Warner when they pulled him and gave Eli Manning the starting job. They went 1-6 down the stretch that year, ended up missing the playoffs in a year when 8-8 was good enough to go to the playoffs in the NFC. And again, you have to think veteran players on that team had to be frustrated. Now, look, Kurt Warner actually put something on Twitter yesterday about that and said, well, it all worked out. Giants won 2 Super Bowls with Eli. I did well in Arizona. And it's fine to say it worked out well for Kurt Warner, and it's fine to say it worked out well for Eli Manning, but there are a lot of guys on that 2004 Giants team who were out of the league by the time Eli Manning won a Super Bowl. And I kind of feel for those guys, I bet you do too, John, from your own experiences, that it doesn't feel right to me not to be putting your team in the best position to win. I understand teams build for the future. I understand trade a veteran guy for a draft pick if you're building the future. But among the players who are in that locker room, the best ones should be playing, and I don't think Tua is the best one. I think right now Ryan Fitzpatrick is.
Speaking of trading veteran guys for the future, when Andy Dalton played like crap the other night, around here we said, all right, Bob Quinn's got to call Jerry Jones or vice versa, see what they can get for Stafford. I don't think Jerry Jones is that desperate to sacrifice stuff for Matthew Stafford. Maybe I'm wrong. And there's some other names for the Lions I want to throw by you. Jared Davis, maybe as people talk about, he might be a good replacement for Devin Bush in that system, and Marvin Jones as well, and then the Golladay situation. What do you see with these players for the Lions coming up at the trading deadline?
Yeah, you know, I don't see the Stafford thing happening. I just think his contract makes a trade kind of hard, and the idea of moving a quarterback midseason, I don't see that. Golladay is the guy who's really interesting because he is a phenomenal talent. I mean, he can make plays that your typical NFL wide receiver can't make. There would be a playoff contender out there who would give up a draft pick, a pretty good one for him, I think. But my only question then is, if Bob Quinn, to me, Bob Quinn doesn't have a lot of hits in the draft. Kenny Golladay is one of them.
Yeah.
If he's going to trade away one of his few hits, how does he go to ownership and say, I deserve more time, more years to build this team when one of the few big hits I've had in the draft isn't on our team anymore? So I think if Bob Quinn's thinking about his own job security, I have a hard time believing that that's the route the Lions would go down.
What do you think, what could Jared Davis and or Marvin Jones bring?
I think both of them would probably be in like the mid-round pick range. I think Davis is an interesting one for the Steelers because one specific team that had one specific injury, and they might be feeling like, hey, we got to get a replacement for this guy right now. And so I think, if they really are desperate to bring in a replacement for Devin Bush, they've shown they're a team that'll give up a pick for a player. They did it for Minka Fitzpatrick last year. The Steelers wouldn't give up a first-round pick
right,
for Davis,
no,
but they did for Minka Fitzpatrick. But I could see that trade working. Again, not sure Bob Quinn wants to make that move with a guy he drafted in the first round, because he wouldn't get a first-round pick back for him.
Well, so if that's the case, who else might be in the running, with Jared Davis for Pittsburgh to be taken a look at?
Yeah, that becomes the problem because, I don't see many players in the NFL who can do in the Steelers' defense what Devin Bush can do. So the Steelers, I think, are going to be calling teams and talking about trades, but as I look around the league, I don't see a lot of great options for a player who does what Devin Bush does in the Steelers' defense, and another team is going to be willing to move him. So maybe it comes down to the point where Jared Davis is the closest the Steelers can find, and they might overpay for him. It's tough for me to find a good fit in that situation, though. I just kind of feel like ultimately the Lions will value him higher than the Steelers would.
Matt Patricia, obviously on the hot seat. Jason Lock on 4, CBS Sports, said he was going to get fired after the game if they would have lost. Do you think, nobody knows what Sheila's thinking. Do you think it's a Quinn and Patricia? If they fire one, they got to fire both. And do you what's the advantage of doing it now as opposed to, waiting till the end of the season?
Well, in my opinion, if it's one, it should be both. I think that Bob Quinn has made clear that Matt Patricia is his guy. Matt Patricia has made clear that he and Bob Quinn are on the same page about what kind of players they want. If you've decided it just plain hasn't worked, I think you have to decide that about both of them and not keep one without the other. It is so hard to predict. The Ford family traditionally has been more loyal than most owners would be. I mean, Matt Millen is
right, the
obvious example. But I think throughout William Clay Ford's tenure, he kept a lot of coaches and GMs longer than other owners would have. Does his daughter feel the same way? I don't know. But I would guess that they do get the full season, but the full season better look better than the season so far has looked.
Yeah. Final thing, are you surprised? Do you think we're going to have a full season without weeks off the league shutting down? And we've seen, you know, with Tennessee Titans and some of the other stuff.
They're cutting it close. I kind of think there's going to be a week 18, and they will slide the playoffs back a week and get rid of that week off before the Super Bowl. But the truth is, that's really just my guess. I don't think anybody knows for sure right now.
All right, Michael, thanks as always. We really appreciate it.
Good talking to you guys.
All right, Michael David Smith from ProFootballTalk.com here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.